Live local high school basketball is on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Kelly Express Marts, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Top Coffee Softwater, Glamour's Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavator, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball.
And welcome to tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Tonight's matchup against the Jonesville Comets. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Thanks for joining me this evening as we just had senior night here at Hanover Horton High School. Just four seniors on this Hanover Horton team as they come in 9-9 overall in the season, 8-7 in the Cascades West Conference. As Jonesville, the opponents coming in tonight, they are in the midst of a 14-5 overall record to the regular season and 11-4. Second place, the team above the Hanover Horton team in the Cascades West Conference. And the regular season starting to wind down. We got the Cascades crossover coming up later in the week, including the Cascades Conference Championship between Michigan Center and Columbia Central coming up on Saturday. So lots of fun basketball action in store as these two teams are trying to tune up and gear towards the district playoffs. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back in 2 minutes, we're going to start breaking this thing down. What can we potentially expect to see in this matchup between Hanover Horton and Jonesville? That's all coming up next on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the Alro team. Alro Steel and Alro Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At Alro, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Just a couple minutes until tip-off here from Hanover Horton High School for tonight's boys varsity basketball action between Hanover Horton and Jonesville. So for Hanover Horton, I mentioned 9-9 overall, 8-7 in the Cascades West, third place there in the West. This team has always been great at basketball. This program used to being a top-tier Division III school in most years. And after a couple of down years in 2022 and 2023, they had back-to-back solid seasons coming into this year, which once again is back to being a bit of a down year in comparison to where this team has been historically. Not to say that this is a bad Hanover Horton team by any means, just in comparison to the dominance that this program has shown in its history, that's where it is in comparison. Last season they went 16-9. They ended up beating Michigan Center in the Cascades third place game in the Cascades crossover before going on to the district championship. Ended up losing in a heartbreaker double overtime to Lumen Christi. Man, that was a wild game last year. And of course, Lumen Christi ended up going all the way to the state quarterfinals, who then in turn lost to eventual Division III state champion Father Gabriel Richard from Riverview. But Hanover Horton, of course, key loss from last year has been Luke Soper, reigning Cascades Player of the Year. So it's always tough to replace a guy like that. This season, most of their wins are against the bad teams, against Cascades. You know, talk about your Vandercook Lakes, your Addison's, team like that, Grass Lake. Meanwhile, they do have a pretty solid Division III win over a similarly ranked Montrose team, 75-40. Meanwhile, they have struggled against some of the better Cascades teams, including losing 55-53 to this same Jonesville team a little over a month ago, back on January 16th. They have also suffered non-conference losses to Great Concord and Onsted teams. So that's how we've gotten where we're at with this Hanover Horton team, coming in off a 67-30 win over Addison on Thursday. And I know this Hanover Horton team dealing with a little bit of injuries between now and when these two teams last met up, so we'll have to see how that impacts this matchup tonight. As we take another quick timeout, in 2 minutes we're going to continue our pregame chat. We're going to see what the Jonesville Comets bring into tonight's matchup. We'll be right back here on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
back here from our last bit of pregame for our boys' basketball action this evening between Hanover Horton and Jonesville. So for the Jonesville Comets, coming into tonight's action with a 14-5 overall record, 11-4 in the Cascades West. Second place there behind Columbia Central, who has already clinched their spot, will be playing in the Cascades Conference Championship at home against Michigan Center on Saturday. Game was supposed to be at Spring Arbor University, but unfortunately not able to be played there, so it will just be at Columbia Central High School between Columbia and Michigan Center for Cascades Championship. For Jonesville, they've had a few good teams in recent years, including winning a district championship back in 2023. Looking ahead to last season, they went 12-11, ended up losing in their first district game to rival Hillsdale. So definitely looking at making a little bit of a deeper district run, playoff run this season. They have been able to handle the bad Cascades teams just like Hanover Horton. However, they've got a couple of pretty good wins. They've been able to split with Columbia. They've also got a pretty impressive win against Hillsdale Academy, a great, great D4 school. Other losses are the top Cascades teams, Michigan Center, Leslie, and Manchester, and a non-conference loss to Division II Plainwell. Jonesville coming in off of a 59-35 loss to Columbia Central on Friday. So that'll wrap up our pregame presentation here from Hanover Horton High School. We're going to step aside back in 3 minutes. We'll have starting lineups and tip-off for you between Hanover Horton and Jonesville right here on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we are all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Back here at Hanover Horton High School for boys varsity basketball action between Hanover Horton and Jonesville. Ready to get this one underway. I'm Connor Dockery with you on WKHM on this Tuesday evening, as the jump ball is going to be won out by Reese Rundquist over Adam Lay. And Jonesville with the first possession this evening, going from left to right on your radio dial. Starting five for Jonesville is Caleb Blonde, Cameron Moore, Carson Young, Caleb Mayles, and Reese Rundquist. Head coach is Jeff Turner. As we got a bad pass towards the near side corner to Blonde, and his foot is over the line. That's a turnover for Jonesville on their first possession, as Hanover Horton going the other way with their first possession. Starting five is Brody Bialy, Jake Bradley, Cameron Sherwood, Blake Griffiths, and Adam Lay. Head coach is Andy Birch. Hanover Horton moving the ball around, wearing their home white uniforms with red numbers trimmed in navy blue. Meanwhile, for Jonesville, they're in their road black uniforms, orange numbers trimmed in white. Stopping at the left elbow for Bialy. Kicks it back outside for Sherwood. Pump fake, step back, holds on to the rock. Tries to go for the right. Instead, passes to the left-hand side as it's swung back over to the right to Griffiths and into the far corner for Lay. Hanover Horton very patient on this first possession. Now into the corner for Bialy. He got it while he was running out of bounds, so he tried to save it, but instead turns it right back over. So a couple of turnovers for both teams. We got a deep pull-up three for Caleb Blonde from NBA range on the left wing. He drills it for the first possession. Didn't hesitate there. And it's a quick 3-0 lead for Jonesville on that possession. Sherwood has it on the left wing. Now kicks to the far baseline for Griffiths. Picks up the dribble. Swings back outside for Bialy. Guarded out there by Young. Tries to drive on him, loses the dribble, and he dribbles it right into Moore. Stolen away. Young, coast-to-coast layup. Takes some hard contact. Doesn't get the whistle. An offensive rebound for Blonde. Dishes it right back down to Young, and he gets the 2 points all the same. 5-0 for Jonesville. We're 2 minutes into quarter number one for Hanover Horton. Driving through the lane, kick it to the near side corner. Adam Lay, three. That's off the front iron. Rebound down to Young. Here comes Blonde the other way across the timeline for the Jonesville Comets. Gets the screen, rolls down low for Rundquist. Shot off the glass, no, but a foul is called. And Rundquist will shoot the first free throws of the night. It's going to be on Blake Griffiths. So Reese Rundquist at the line for two. He won the jump ball for Jonesville to open the game. And the first free throw misses left. Got our first substitution into the game. Ian Doyle is going to come in for Jonesville. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip, Credit Union, Tom Coffee, Soft Water, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, and the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. Making tonight's coverage possible. Second free throw is also a miss for Rundquist. He comes up empty. Still 5-0 for Jonesville. Hanover Horton looking to get on the board here about 2.5 minutes into the first quarter. Griffiths has it on the near sideline. Now swings it back up top and around the perimeter for Sherwood. Has it on the right. Guarded by Blonde. Now back outside for Bialy. A couple dribbles. Goes back to the top of the key and around to the left. Dribbles in, back for Lay on the near side corner. Couple pass fakes, dribbles back out near half court. He's cut off by Blonde in the zone. Now to the near baseline, mid-range jumper is up and in for Connor Sherwood. Cameron Sherwood making the first bucket of the game for Hanover Horton. And it's 5-2, trailing to Jonesville. Jonesville now in the paint. We've got a travel call. More of a double dribble right there for Ian Doyle. He dribbled, pump faked, and then took one more dribble and then tried to go for the layup. But, yeah, you can't do that. That's a turnover. As Hanover Horton going the other way with it. Blake Griffiths walked the ball across the timeline, met by Caleb Blond. Dribbles to the left wing. Pass fake into the corner, goes back to the right wing for Bialy. A couple players moving off ball. Now takes a dribble, tries to get around Young, back into the corner for Tyler Harris, getting his first action in this one. Checking in that last turnover as a nice give and go for Griffiths and back to Harris, cutting to the rim. Getting the open 2 points. And Jonesville has their lead cut to one at the midway point of this first quarter. Blonde has it driving into the corner for Rundquist. Picks back to the free throw line for Males. Backing down his defender. Layup is off the mark. Great defense by Jacob Wire, also getting his first action in this one. And Hanover has an opportunity to take their first lead of the game. On the near side for Harris, takes a dribble back to the near side corner for Griffiths. Couple dribbles back up top for Bialy, guarded by Young. Spins back to the near side for Griffiths. Looking back up top, open three. Bialy pulls, fires. That one's too strong. The rebound tracked down to Doyle. Jonesville going the other direction, forcing that stop. 3:20 left in the first. It's 5-4 for Jonesville. Blonde has it on the left, and boy, Tyler Harris is really guarding him far out there. They learned their lesson after they gave him too much space, and he, without hesitation, drained the pull-up three for the Jonesville back of the game. Meanwhile, a turnover. Males had it in the corner, trying to kick it back outside to Blonde. A little bit high for him, defender in the area, and it's deflected off his hand and out of bounds. So Hanover Horton ball. Cameron Moore back in, sending Rundquist to the bench for Jonesville. Griffiths has it across the timeline, guarded by Blonde. Couple dribbles now over for Wire on the left wing. Back up top, three ball by Alley. Got this one. One of two for deep for Brody Bialy. And Hanover with their first lead, 7-5. 2:42 left in the first quarter. Now up top for Blonde. Dish down low, found a open Carson Young, and he's able to score beneath the basket. That's his second score. We're tied at 7. Hanover, meanwhile, a bad pass on the right. It's intercepted by Young. Lobs it down low for Blonde, and he lays it up and in off the glass over the contest by Griffiths coming back on that fast break. And just like that, Jonesville back in front, 9-7 over Hanover Horton. 2:10 left in quarter number one, and another bad pass, this time intercepted by Doyle. 3-on-3 the other way. Meanwhile, Blonde, another pull-up three. And he gets another one. 2 of 2 from deep for Blonde. Boy, this kid just doesn't hesitate. You give him an inch, he's going to take advantage. He's already got 8 of the team's 12. And it's a 5-point Jonesville lead. Couple passes around the corner by Yowie. Able to respond with a triple of his own on the other end. He's got 6, 2 of 3 from downtown. Jonesville's lead cut to 2. Blonde has it outside, dribbles to the left, pass fake. Now swing it back to the near side corner for Young. Back outside, Blonde, 3 ball. This time it's short. Offensive rebound tipped up and in for Ian Doyle for his first bucket off the bench. And it's 14-10. Jonesville over Hanover Horton as both teams getting their offense going. Mostly an outside-in approach for both teams. Stuck up top, it's Griffiths, able to get it back to Bialy, floating in the lane. That one's off the mark, rebound by Doyle. Less than a minute left in this first quarter. Jonesville trying to push the pace. Driving on the baseline, layup around the defender is up and in for Young, able to just drive straight past Wire. We get the wide-open layup for 2. 6-point Jonesville lead, 40 seconds left in the first. On the near side for Griffiths, passing around the perimeter for Bialy in the corner. Young with his arms up to deter the three. Bialy instead dribbles back to the top and swings it back to the near side for Griffiths. Nearly out of bounds, had to be careful. And now we're going to get a timeout for Coach Andy Birch. We'll step aside as well. Back in 30 seconds, it's a 6-point Jonesville lead on WKHM.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Final 23.5 seconds in the first quarter. Hanover Horton with the ball, but trailing Jonesville by six. Inbound to Bialy, dribbles near half court, guarded by Coda Strobel, who just checked in. Now back around the near side for Braden Keeler, who just checked in for Hanover Horton as well. Now back up top, driving through the lane, layup on the right hand. That one's off. Looking for the contact, didn't get it. Strobel, coast to coast, pass outside. Three ball. That one is short on the left wing for Cameron Moore. And that brings us to the end of the first quarter. It's 16-10. Jonesville over Hanover Horton in a battle of the Comets. We're back in 60 seconds for quarter number two. Come your way next on WKHM.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Back here in quarter number two for Hanover Horton and Jonesville. It is Jonesville with a 16-10 lead. Connor Dockery with you from Hanover Horton High School, hanging out with you on this Tuesday evening on WKHM. Hanover Horton with the possession, entry pass down low for Bialy. Awkward angle, great contest from Rundquist, made that a tougher layup than he probably thought it was going to be. And Hanover Horton going the other way defensively now with Jonesville out there. On the possession, swinging the ball around for Rundquist. Now gets the handoff for Moore. Back over for Blonde. Gets the screen and the switch for Hanover Horton. Cutting him off through the lane. It'll be Wire, but then called on a foul. Bumping him on his way in. And that'll be Jonesville inbounding on the left side of the basket. It'll actually be on Braden Keeler, his first. Team's first as Jonesville has it outside by Alley poking it out of bounds with Nicholas Fowler holding the ball above his head on the perimeter. Biley just poking it out of bounds. So Jonesville inbounding on the far sideline in front of Hanover Horton's bench. Now down low for Strobel. Kicks it back outside. Three ball. That's wide left. And it'll be Hanover Horton the other way by Alley. Top of the key. Back over for Wire. Now in the far side corner. Hanover Horton trying to spread out the floor. Trying to slow down their offense. Bialy has it up top. Crossover. Stopped at the free throw line. Extended. Mid-range jumper is off. And the rebound by Talon Moore. Jonesville still with a 16-10 lead. No points yet for either team. 2.5 minutes into the second quarter. Moore has it bounce pass into the corner. Now trapped. Strobel. And it's ripped away by Harris, and then Talon Moore tried to rip it away back, but it's out of bounds, so Hanover Horton does secure the possession. Going the other way as a couple substitutions here. Talon Titus back in for Jonesville. Here's Keeler across the timeline. Moves it back over to the near side. Back up top for Tyler Harris. Takes a dribble now off to the left for Wire. Swings it back now. Free throw line jumper. That one's up and in for Braden Keeler. His first bucket off the bench. That pulls Hanover within four. Less than 5 minutes to play in the first half. Jonesville back up top with it. Caleb Blonde through the lane. Layup on the right hand. Up and in. But it's not going to count. He's called on traveling. Officials have had a close eye on that one this evening. Already a couple travels on Jonesville called so far. Now here comes Keeler across the midcourt. Crosses over towards the left and then half spin cuts back to the right. Back to the far corner for Wire. Dribbles back to the wing now. Dishes it near side. Three ball up and in.
And over 3 points by number two, Brady Fowler.
Reball makes it just a one-point game now. That was Brady Pond on the three ball playing off of the JV squad. Now trapped in the corner. Titus, outlet pass intercepted by Pond. And now Hanover trying to regain the lead, but it's turned right back over. Tipped away by Blonde going coast to coast. Trying to lob it down low, but it's intercepted by Harris and an outlet to Pond, who's wide open. Puts it up and in for two. 5 points in rapid succession from Pond. And Hanover is back in front, 17-16. Timeout is called. We'll step aside. 3:57 to go in the first half. We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Less than 4 minutes to go in the first half. Hanover Horton able to regain the lead. So far, 7-0 for Hanover Horton. in this second quarter. It's 17-16. Jonesville ball. Caleb Blond has it outside. Now for Carson Young, top of the key. Bounce past the free throw line. It's poked away by Wire, but recollected by Blond near half court. He gets some space, fires another three, and it's up and in. Man, Hanover Horton, a lapse in judgment. They back off a little bit with the zone, but man, he's made three triples, got a quick release. Just needs minimal space, and he's able to get those off as Hanover Horton responds again on the other end. This time, credit to Tyler Harris making the first long ball of the evening. And Hanover Horton right back in front. Blond tries to get it again. This time it's off. Long rebound poked out by Males to Young, and then we got a foul on the entry. Looks like a kicked ball, rather. Cameron Moore back in for Jonesville, sending Talon Titus to the bench. Left side of the basket, inbound for Carson Young. Bounce pass to the low block, muscling it up, no. And the rebound down to Tyler Harris. Back for Wire, back up top for Harris. Bounce pass on the far side for Brandley. Couple dribbles around the perimeter. Now swinging around near side for Keeler. Lob down low for Pond. Muscles it up. No. Rebound down to Reese Rundquist. Caleb Blond up the floor for Jonesville, trailing over Horton by one. 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Blond crossed over to the right now. Swings it over for Moore. Screen coming on the left. Set cuts to the right. Layup on the baseline is in. Defender wasn't expecting that crossover. And Moore with his first bucket. Jonesville back in front by one. And it Horton moving the ball around the perimeter. For Pond, back through the lane. Keeler bounce pass down low, wide open for Bradley, but his shot is blocked away by Cameron Moore. Jonesville back. Cameron Moore trying to get rewarded on the three ball, and he does. Block on one end, three-pointer on the other, and it's a four-point Jonesville lead. Less than 2 minutes to play in the first half. Bradley on the drive has it poked out of bounds by Cameron Moore. It'll stay with Hanover. Boy, Jonesville, they are not afraid to go for the steal, either by getting in the passing lanes or trying to strip the ball away when you're dribbling. Keeler inbounding on the near sideline. Bounce pass in for Colin Griffith. Checking in. Ooh, pounce up top for Pond. Nearly intercepted. Now for Griffith's outside. Dribbles. Has it briefly stripped away by Males, but keeps onto it. Back over for Keeler. Swing it to the near side. Pond, wide open three. That one's up in. Brady Pond with his second triple of the night. And he's got a quick 8 points off the bench all in this quarter. Hanover Horton trailing by one now. Jonesville ball, 65 seconds left in the first half. Three ball on the left wing. That one rattles up and in for Moore as he responds. Man, it is a three-point barrage for both teams here in Hanover Horton. As Hanover Horton has it in the corner with Harris back outside for Griffiths. Around the perimeter, one more in the corner. Three ball, that's off the front iron for Keeler. And then the rebound saved by Males on the sideline. Outlet up ahead for Moore. He is fouled on the layup. Cameron Moore going to shoot a couple of free throws here.
Hanover ball, number two, Brady Pond, his first.
The first foul on Pond, second team foul.
The line for
so Cameron Moore with 8 points at the line for two. And the first free throw is in. Tonight's coverage is presented by Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, and Jenkins Insurance Agency, Farm Bureau Insurance. Make tonight's coverage possible. Cameron Moore goes 2 for 2 from the line. He's got 10 points. Second, Jonesville Comet in double digits. And it's another 6-point Jonesville lead, able to rebuild their lead that they had at the end of the first quarter. Pond trapped on the near side, able to pass out of it for Harris, who dribbles to the top of the perimeter, guarded by Males. Now a couple passes to the near side baseline for Keeler. Swings it back outside to the right wing, now off to the left for Pond. 13 seconds left in the first half. Pond puts it on the floor. Dribbles near half court. Cross over to the left. Kick to the near side. Poked away and stolen by Blonde. Coast to coast, 3 seconds to work with. Layup is up and in. And that will bring us to the end of the first half. Hanover Horton going on a flurry to start the quarter. Able to flirt with the lead. Traded it back and forth with Jonesville for a bit. And then Jonesville ending the second quarter hot. Able to lead by 8 going into the halftime break. We're going to step aside for 2 minutes. And when we come back, we're going to break down what we saw in this first half of play between Hanover Horton and Jonesville. Jonesville again, the lead 31-23. We'll be back in a moment on WKHM.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5-Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that
your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks.
Hey folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford, rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car is worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boys basketball action this evening. It is Jonesville 31, Hanover Horton 23. So Jonesville got off, both quarters are pretty much the same, where Jonesville got off to a quick start. They briefly led 5-0, and then Hanover Horton started to get their offense going. Both teams kind of trade the lead back and forth a little bit, and then Jonesville ends the quarter strong. That's what happened in both the first and second quarters. For example, going into the second quarter, it took a little bit for both teams to finally get their points, get their scoring going, but Hanover Horton able to go on a quick 7-0 run to take the lead 17-16, and then it was back and forth a bit, and then Jonesville on some turnovers, some nice shooting, and a couple of free throws, able to get their way out to a 8-point lead, which is their large lead of the game to this point. So definitely not the way that Hanover Horton wanted to end that first half. Leading scorer in this one is Caleb Blonde with 13 points, and man, this kid can shoot the ball. He's had a couple ones where he just gets it, bring the ball before, and then pulls up from deep, too. And he's able to throw it. He can shoot it on the catch and shoot. I mean, you can't give this guy an inch. There was a recently as well, a lapse at the top of the key. Hanover Horton setting up in their zone defense, and just that brief moment that there was, he was in between like two guys, but they were still a couple feet away. He didn't hesitate, and he made it. He's got a couple of deflections on the other end, some steals, able to get some fast break layups as well, including the one to end the first half. So Blonde the leading scorer. Meanwhile, for Jonesville, Cameron Moore with 10 points. He really sparked Jonesville's offense in that second quarter when Hanover Horton was starting to seize control and seize momentum. Carson Young has 6 and Ian Doyle has 2. Meanwhile, for Hanover Horton, leading scorer is off the bench, Brady Pond. He's got 8 points. Meanwhile, Brody Bialy has 6 points on 2 3-pointers. Tyler Harris has 5. And then Cameron Sherwood and Braden Keeler both have 2 points apiece. So, second half, Hanover Horton. They really got to find a way to get more consistent looks. They've had a couple of different looks, a couple of different players out there who can shoot from mid-range, shoot from 3. A lot of 3-pointers for both teams, by the way. But what I think needs to happen is Hanover Horton needs to prioritize more scoring in the paint. They haven't shot any free throws in this one. I think for both quarters, too, Jonesville might have only committed 1 foul in that time. I think Hanover Horton needs to get a little bit more aggressive, try to attack the paint more, draw those fouls, and then try to generate their 3-pointers that way. Drive, draw the defense in, kick out to the open man for 3. Meanwhile, defensively against Jonesville, I mean, hey, it all starts with Caleb Blond. You got to try to limit this guy's 3-point shooting in the second half. But otherwise, I mean, they've got weapons too. Specifically, Cameron Moore, he's made a couple from deep, and he's also been able to get it done in the paint as well. I think defensively, I'm not as concerned with Hanover Horton. Most of it is they need to clean up their turnovers. Way too many fast break points for Jonesville in that first half. But if Hanover Horton can at least clean up the turnovers on offense, then get a little bit more aggressive going to the basket, I think Hanover Horton can try to shift this game back into their favor. They've been able to show that they can do it. They can put up points against this Jonesville team. But this Hanover Horton team needs to find a way to not only regain the lead, but to build a little bit of a lead. They've only really had those quick 1-point leads. Otherwise, it's pretty much been all Jonesville leading for the majority of this first half. It's a big reason why they lead by 8 at the halftime break. Again, halftime score is 31-23, Jonesville over Hanover Horton. That'll do it for our halftime presentation as both teams are back out there warming up for the second half. We'll step aside. Back in 2 minutes. Third quarter is coming up on WKHM.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Right out of the gates of the third quarter, we have a quick and one. Caleb Males with his first bucket takes the contact on the pump fake from Jacob Wire, and he's at the line for the and one. Jonesville leads now 33-23 over Hanover Horton. Connor Dockery with you from Hanover Horton High School on WKHM, as the three-point play is converted with Males, his first 3 points, and Jonesville with their first double-digit lead of the evening, 34-23. Hanover Horton really has to get off to a strong offensive start here. Pond has it. He's actually starting the second half after his strong play there in the second quarter. Bialy rushed three-pointer, got it on the right wing. Males was right there, fired it, and it was an air ball, went out of bounds. Jonesville going the other way. They're going from right to left on your radio dial to start this second half. Carson Young has it on the left wing, gets it back over for Blonde, back to the near side corner. Dish down low, wide open, and score for Caleb Males. Man, that's a defensive lapse right there. Someone didn't rotate over. Just like that, it's a 13-point Jonesville lead as Wire gets it beneath the basket. Can't score on the other end, but tips the rebound out to the perimeter to Tyler Harris to keep the possession alive for Hanover Horton. In the corner for Harris, shuffles it back up top for Griffiths. Now on the right for Pond. Dribbles to the left, cuts back to the right, then goes back up top for Bialy. Back to the near side for Wire, fires the three, makes the three. Man, Hanover needed to get that one before this one got too ugly. That cuts it down to 10. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Jonesville with the ball in the lead. Up top for Blonde, back in the near side for Moore. And back for Blonde, has it deep. Hanover Horton close out quickly on that one as the entry pass poked out of bounds. Stays with Males. Dish down low for Rundquist. Up and under, and he scores beneath the basket. And Jonesville, they're just attacking the paint with relentless energy. Hanover Horton needs to make some quick adjustments. Trailing by 12 now, 5:50 to go in the third. Drive kick, corner three, Wire. That one's up and in, back-to-back three balls for Jacob Wire. And that trims the Jonesville lead down to 9. Just got to play some defense now. Moore into the corner, down low for Rundquist. Double team comes in quickly. Backs down his man, goes up with it. Shot, no, it's a travel. It's a turnover, Rundquist. Good straight up defense there for Blake Griffiths. Even if that wasn't called a travel, to force that miss. Hanover Horton student section trying to get their comments back into it. They got that stop. Now they got to get the score right here. Dish up top for Wire. Tries to go 3-for-3 from downtown. That one's off, but an offensive rebound pulled down, put back up and in for Tyler Harris. He's got 7, and the deficit is back down to 7. Less than 5 minutes to go in the third. Jonesville now at the free throw line for Rundquist. Turns the corner, layup on the left hand. That one's off, looking for the contact. Didn't get it. And of Horton quickly the other way. They got an odd man rush. 5-on-4. Layup off the front of the rim for Pond. He was right there. He couldn't finish. Rebound down to Males, and here comes Jonesville the other way with Caleb Blonde. Off the screen, sidestep, three ball. Got it. Man, this guy is as close, as automatic as you can get from three at this level. 16. And accordingly, the Jonesville student section here Shanting automatic, and a bad pass for Griffiths, but Jonesville's defender's not even paying attention. They could have gotten an easy steal. Hanover Horton keeps it, gets it back to Griffiths down low. Floater in the lane, no. Juan going the other direction, has it. He's left open again. Pires and makes another one. I'm telling you, you can't give this kid an inch because he can't miss. Jonesville back in front by 13, and Coach Andy Birch needs to call timeout. 44-31 Jonesville, back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Tonight's coverage is brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House, Jackson Public Schools, Industrial Steel Treating, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, and Dan the Man Insurance, etc. Thank you for helping to make tonight's coverage possible. Hanover Horton out of the timeout, trailing 44-31 to Jonesville. Less than 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Three ball on the left wing. That one's too strong for Harris. And an offensive rebound for Hanover. Put back up and in for Brady Pond. Man, where would Hanover Horton be without the efforts of Pond off the bench? Deficit down to 11 now. Jonesville on the far side with Nails. Closely guarded by Harris. Cuts it into the corner, now dish down low. That's an awkward angle, and Young not able to score, but an offensive rebound pulled down by Doyle. Layup up and in, meanwhile, for Caleb Males. Got to get those rebounds. Outlet for Pond, layup, no. Didn't get the foul called. And Jonesville going the other way with Moore. Got to get somebody on him. For all intents and purposes, this guy's playing like Steph Curry tonight as he drains another one on the screen. On cue, I'm telling you. This guy is literally like Steph Curry out there. As soon as he gets a brief window, he shoots and he makes it. Another miss for Hanover on the other end. Blonde dished down low, off the glass, off for Males. Gets his own rebound, put back, blocked away by Bradley. Jonesville gets it back again, put back. That one's also off for Rundquist. And then a foul called beneath the basket. It's going to be on Jacob Wire, his second. So Caleb Blond, he's got 22 points, and basically all of that is from downtown. You can't leave this guy open. Back outside to Blond, quick closeout for Pond. He backs off, fires the three. That one rolls out. Man, sweating that one and we got a travel on the rebound called on Caleb Males. So Hanover Horton going the other direction. 2:21 to go in the third. Jonesville leads 49-33 over Hanover Horton. Birdie by Alley brings the ball across the timeline, swings it over for Cameron Sherwood. Back for Wire at the top, now on the left for Bradley. Pass fake out, goes back up top with Bradley. Now by Alley, swing pass one more left side, three ball. That one's off for Sherwood. Rebound pulled down by Carson Young. Here comes the man of the hour, Caleb Blond for Jonesville. Now a dish down low, layup off the mark for Rundquist. Rebound poked out, and it's going to come down to Pond. Two on two the other way. Pond, layup left hand, no. On the other way, outlet, Rundquist wide open, one-on-one, layup in, and a foul. Ooh, the official blew the whistle. Looks like it's a non-shooting foul on Jake Bradley. I don't know how you don't give him the and one. He was definitely on his way up. And he made the shot, but all right. And Jonesville keeps the possession regardless. Inbounding on the right side of the basket with Carson Young. Couple substitutions for both teams there. Entry pass down low for Blonde, but it's tipped away and stolen by Bialy. And over the other way, shuffles it down low, but a foul called before that pass got off. Could have had an easy 2 points. It's going to be on Ian Doyle, his first. Again, not many fouls on Jonesville this evening. It's not like it's been one-sided officiating or anything like that. It's just been Jonesville's been a lot more physical and attacking the basket when they're on offense. Up and under for Bialy. He is fouled against Coda Strobel. It's a non-shooting foul. Hannibal Horton will again inbound on the left side of the basket with Bialy. 1:35 left in the third. It's a 16-point Jonesville lead. And then on the inbound, man, Sherwood made the three, but we got an offensive foul called against Hanover Horton, bowling over the defender. It's on Jake Bradley, his second. So here comes Caleb Blonde with 22 points and a whole bunch of threes. Through the lane, and we've got a travel call on Ian Doyle driving to the basket. Telling you, these officials have an extra close eye on the travel tonight. Birdie Bialy gets the inbound, gets it back to Braden Keeler to walk the ball across the timeline. Just over 1 minute to play here in the third quarter. And we got a pass tipped out of bounds by Blonde.
Out of bounds, Hanover ball.
So Keeler inbounds on the near sideline for Hanover Horton. In near half court for Adam Lay. Now for Bialy, drives through the lane. Back outside for Bradley. Couple jab steps back up top for Sherwood. Harassing him out there is Doyle. Drives through, has it stripped away, gets it back to the free throw line, and we got a foul called on the drive. It's going to be an inbound on the right side. No, they'll change it to the sideline. That's the second on Doyle. Now Jonesville's starting to rack up the fouls. Sherwood has it at the top, gets the screen from Lay. Now on the entry pass, looking for Keeler, but it's intercepted by Carson Young. Jonesville the other way. Young has it, picks up his dribble, tries to go back outside with Blonde, but it's intercepted by Bradley. All alone on the other end. Layup is in. That's his first 2 points. We'll see if that gets Hanover Horton's offense back going. They went cold for a while there as Jonesville went on their big run. It's 49-35 with 25 seconds left in the third quarter. Blonde has it up top, closely guarded by Bradley. Now one more pass over for Fowler. Gets it back to Blonde. 15 seconds to work with in the third. Waiting for that last shot. Dribbles to the top of the key, now on the right for Fowler. Pass fake up top, drives in the baseline, stopped in the corner. Back for Doyle, floater in the lane, blocked by Lay. And that ends the third quarter. But hot, hot shooting for Caleb Blonde has Jonesville in front 49-35 going into the fourth and final quarter. We're back in 60 seconds. You've got boys high school basketball on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5-Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence.
From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Start of the fourth quarter between Jonesville and Hanover Horton. And it's Jonesville in the battle of the Comets with the lead, 49-35. Connor Dockery with you from Hanover Horton High School here on WKHM. Jonesville with the ball now as Hanover Horton had a quick turnover out of that timeout. And we got a quick score up and under from Nicholas Fowler for his first 2 points off the bench. That pushes the lead out to 16. Matching the watch. And we got another turnover. Bad pass from Griffiths looking for Tyler Harris on the right wing. But Harris wasn't quite ready for that. A little bit of a miscommunication. Got a substitution, Jake Bradley in for Griffiths. Here comes Jonesville the other way with Cameron Moore awaiting the trap. He passes back out, and now a bad pass for Jonesville. It's saved inbound for Fowler. Lobs it back over to Blonde. Can he hit another three? No, he can't. We got a foul on the rebound against Jonesville over the back. It's against Cameron Moore. And Hanover Horton will go the other way. Man, 7 minutes, just over 7 minutes left. Hanover Horton trailing by 16. They have to find some offense right here and get some stops. They've been able to go on some runs, but man, Jonesville on that hot shooting by Blonde, tough to stop. Floater in the lane off by Wire, and meanwhile we got a turnover on end. Bad passes. Hanover Horton going the other way. Back into the corner for Harris. Couple dribbles, dish down low, and it pinballs its way outside to Wire. Fires a three. That one's wide right. Rebound for Blonde, and then we got a reaching foul on Brady Pond. Ryman accidentally.
Hanover foul on number two, Brady Pond. His first. Correction, his second. King first.
Jonesville up the floor now, 6:38 left. They lead 51-35. Caleb Blonde into the front court, guarded by Pond. Now off the screen, down low for Strobel. Awkward angle, can't finish. But then it's turned right back over. Blocked from behind by Bradley. And over the other way in the fast break. Layup is in on the left hand for Pond. That's how you do it. Stop, then score, especially taking advantage of turnovers. Within 14 now. A little bit of a half-court press for Hanover Horton, and then down low for Doyle. He travels going up for the shot. Wow. He's actually been called specifically on a couple of travels in this one. He couldn't believe that call, but he's going to check out. One of three new Comets on the floor. Actually, we got one too many. Briefly had six Jonesville players out there. One of them had to run back off. So here comes Hanover Horton up the floor with Brody Bialy. 6 minutes left for Hanover Horton to try to make a run, make this a game. Shuffles it on the left side for Jake Bradley and back around the perimeter. Pond has it back at the elbow for Bradley, back outside into the corner. Three ball rolls out for Wire. And the rebound fought for, one out by Talon Moore of Jonesville. Back the other way, down low, Rundquist. He scores easily. Rundquist doesn't have a lot of meat on the bones, but man, he's got some height. Towers over virtually everybody on Hanover Horton. Lead back out to 16. Three-pointer off by Pond, but another offensive rebound, this time by Bialy. Another try here, another three, up and in this time for Harris. Harris, the second Hanover Horton Comet in double-digit scoring. And Jonesville's lead cut to 13 with just over 5 minutes to play. Jab step picks up the dribble for Males. Down low, give it go. nearly turned over with Rundquist, and then we got a step out of bounds in the baseline for Bales. Jonesville's starting to get a little bit sloppy, some of these turnovers. Hanover Horton needs to capitalize on this. Time is of the essence by Alley. Into the front court, off the screen on the top, hands off for Bradley on the left wing. A couple dribbles around the perimeter, another handoff for Bialy. Turns the corner, stopped at the left elbow. Back outside, and it's going to be picked off by Rundquist. Coast to coast, and he has it stolen right back by Harris. Got 5-on-4 the other way if they can work quickly, and the defense gets back. Pond has it on the baseline, back outside. Three ball, Harris. Yes! Back-to-back long balls from Tyler Harris. He's got 13 points to lead Hanover Horton at scoring. And the lead is down to 10 with 4 minutes left. This is manageable for Hanover Horton. They just got to stop this guy, Caleb Blonde, with the ball. Got 22 points on a whole lot of threes. Back outside, up top for Males. And we got a foul. We're going to have a timeout for Jonesville. We'll step aside as well. 3:57 left in the fourth. Jonesville leads by 10, back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
53-43, Jonesville over Hanover Horton. Jonesville out of the timeout. Quick inbound is going to be poked out of bounds by Tyler Harris. We're going to get an inbound on the left side of the baseline now. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Wilby Transit Mix, Kelly Express Mart, Form Energy Drink, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson College, and Jim Winter Auto Group. Thank you for your support in tonight's coverage. Dish down low, layup. That's a hard foul, and Reese Rundquist will go to the line for two free throws as Jake Bradley commits his third personal foul. So Rundquist so far with 4 points. He makes the first free throw this trip. Cameron Moore back in for Jonesville, sending Talon Moore to the bench. Second free throw. That one takes a couple of bounces but drops at the end of the day. Two for two there. He's got six. And it's a 12-point Jonesville lead. Hanover Horton the other way. Less than 4 minutes to play. Bad entry pass. It's stolen by Young. And here comes Caleb Blonde. Closely guarded out near half court by Pond. That is intentional, of course, with his deep shooting abilities. Dish down low for Rundquist. Can't get the right hook to go. But an offensive rebound. Fallaway jumper. That one's good on the right block for Carson Young. And he's got 8 now. Jonesville's lead back up to 14. Now cut to 11 as we got a quick 3 in the corner on the other end for Jake Bradley. And we're going to have a quick timeout as a response for Jonesville head coach Jeff Turner. 57-46. We're going to keep it right here as we chat this game. So Hanover Horton, they fell behind early in the game before finding their offense, trading the lead often in the first half with Jonesville before Jonesville ended the first half on a run. Then in the third quarter, Hanover Horton didn't really come out with the energy, specifically defensively, that they needed. Jonesville able to get a couple quick scores, and then Caleb Blonde went nuclear from three. And almost on his shoulders exclusively, Jonesville able to build up a huge lead. Hanover Horton, of course, did cut it down to 7, but then Blonde and his shooting able to build it back up quickly, and Jonesville's been in double digits since. This blonde, speaking of, goes coast to coast, layup off, but a foul. It takes a hard tumble into the seating behind the basket, which is where Jonesville's student section is. So Caleb Blonde at the line for two. He's got 22 points on at least 6 3-pointers. First free throw misses. Second free throw, that one also misses. Hanover Horton does secure the rebound with Bradley. They're going the other way, trailing by 11 with 3 minutes left. Dribbles to the top of the key, and now a bad pass intercepted by Rundquist. Goes coast to coast, layup in. It's not going to count, but they will call the foul. That is just insane. I don't know how they're calling the foul on the floor. They've done it a couple times in this one, where you would think they would get the shooting foul and one in some of these cases, but man. Jonesville inbounding on the left side of the basket with Young. Wide open for Rundquist. Two-handed jam beneath the basket. Wow. Couple lapses like that in the second half as well for Hanover Horton, where they just leave a guy wide open. Don't want to do that, especially with a guy who can dunk. And we're going to get a whistle from the far side official. What do we got going on here? Didn't see a foul nor a timeout. Officials are going to chat something over. Both teams will go to their coaches for a quick huddle. No official announcement on what we're doing here. 2:46 left to go in the fourth quarter. Jonesville leads Hanover Horton 59-46. And still no word on what's going on. Looks like they took a couple seconds off the clock. Maybe it was a clock malfunction, not starting right away. We're continuing now. Hanover Horton on the left side for Pond. Loses it. Boy, he was harassed by Caleb Blonde. Now on the mid-range jumper. That one rattles up and in for Brody Bialy. He's got 8. And Hanover Horton the other way. Getting back on defense. Jonesville layup no for Moore. This time a shooting foul is called. So Cameron Moore going to the line for 2. That's the third foul on Jacob Weyer. Moore with 10 points. Now with 11 as he makes the first of 2. Second leading scorer on the team tonight behind Caleb Blonde's 22. Second free throw is in, despite some of the taunts from Hanover Horton student section. Bialy quickly the other way, fights his way through the lane and muscles it up and in. He's got 10. The third Hanover Horton player in double digits. 11-point lead for Jonesville, but they got time on their side. Wide open 3. Yes. Four block. And this guy, I'm telling you, he has played like Steph Curry tonight. Just got the quick shot, similar to Curry. Does not need that much space, especially a couple times. I don't know how Hanover Horton leaves track of this guy. Ooh, meanwhile, an attempted lob off the glass to Rundquist. A little bit too much on it. And then Hanover Horton the other way. Outlet pass way too far for Bialy. And it's turned over. Jonesville going the other way. Now we've got a full group substitution. We've got Colin Griffiths, Blake Griffiths, Cameron Sherwood, and Adam Lay back on the floor, as well as Jake Bradley, if I haven't said him already. Jonesville now final 90 seconds, up 14. Caleb Blonde with 25 points. On at least 7 3-pointers. Wand closely guarded by Bradley. Tries to get the entry pass down low. Rundquist, it's poked away by Griffiths, and then we got a foul called on Blonde. His first, team's third. Be team second. Meanwhile, a substitution for Coda Strobel in for Jonesville, as well as Talon Moore. Caleb Blonde goes to the bench, gets a hand from the Jonesville supporters in attendance tonight. Well deserved for his 25-point night. Bradley on the right. Back up top for Sherwood. Drives through the lane. Takes a contact layup. No! Almost dropped, but he is going to get two free throws here. Not many free throws tonight for Hanover Horton. I think that was definitely a difference maker. I know the officials on both sides, they let some contact go, but I mean, Jonesville clearly the more aggressive team. And when you have guys that are aggressive and driving to the basket, and then you have guys like Caleb Blonde who can shoot the three, lights out, man. Jonesville was tough to stop tonight. First free throw off by Sherwood. Got one more. And he gets the second one. He's got three. Jonesville up by 13, less than a minute to go in the fourth. Moore has it up top, guarded by Griffiths. Swing pass over near half court, nearly stolen away. That was Brent Nichols. JV player checking in. Now this one's stolen away by Sherwood. Gets it across the Hanover Horton logo. Sidestep, three ball. That one's short. Now a rebound, reverse layup. That one's also off. That one by Bradley. And here comes Jonesville the other way. Final 25 seconds. They can dribble this one out. Back to the far side for Titus. Trapped, splits the double team. Foul called on Griffiths. And we should get bonus free throws right here. To be on Sherwood, actually, his first. But now in the bonus is Jonesville. Talon Titus at the line for two. First free throw misses. Oh, no. They're going to give him another try. A lane violation on Cameron Sherwood. And this time he makes it. And now he gets one more try as we've got Elijah Norman into the game for Coda Strobel for Jonesville. And the other free throw also good. So Titus makes two of two after the lane violation. It's now 66-51 for Jonesville. Final 13 seconds. Hanover Horton three ball. That one's off the heel. Offensive rebound for Bradley. Ball is loose in the paint. Bradley comes away with it. Tough shot. That's off. And rebounded by Titus. And that will do it. 66-51 is the final score. Tough one tonight for Hanover Horton, especially defensively. Man, they just could not get consistent stops and just some of those turnovers leading to easy scores. And just some of those lapses as well, forgetting about personnel. Had a couple times where they would lose a guy beneath the basket for a wide open two, and then, of course, leaving Caleb Blonde wide open, and he's able to make you pay time and time again. Man, that's a tough recipe to try to overcome as Jonesville outscores Hanover Horton in all four quarters. 16-10 in the first, 15-13 in the second, 18-12 in the third, and then 17-16 in the fourth. And Hanover Horton in the first half made it close at different stages, able to trade the lead back and forth a little bit there in the first and second quarters, but Jonesville ended the second quarter on a run, went up by eight at halftime, at that time, their large lead. And then in the second half, specifically that third quarter, you got that three-point explosion from Caleb Blonde. Hannibal Horton at one point was able to cut it to within seven, but that is as close as they would ever get, as Jonesville able to maintain a double-digit advantage for the rest of the game. Caleb Blonde easily the hot player tonight, 25 points to lead Jonesville in scoring, at least 7 three-pointers he made. Also got 12 points from Cameron Moore, 8 points from Reese Rundquist, including a two-handed dunk, 8 for Carson Young, 7 for Caleb Males, and 2 each for Ian Doyle, Nicholas Fowler, and Talon Titus. We got 3 in double-digit scoring for Hannibal Horton, led by Tyler Harris and his 13 points. We also got 12 off the bench for Brady Pond, 10 for Brody Bialy, 6 for Jacob Wire, 5 for Jake Bradley, 3 for Cameron Sherwood, and 2 for Braden Keeler. Jonesville on the win improves to 15-5 overall in the season and 12-4 in the Cascades. They sweep the two-game season series against Hanover Horton, who in turn falls below 500 overall in the season to 9-10, and they're now down to 8-8 in the Cascades. One more time, final score 66-51. Jonesville defeats Hanover Horton. And that'll do it for tonight's coverage. Hanover Horton in their next matchup will be playing in the Cascades Conference crossover coming up on Thursday. They'll play the third place team from the Cascades East. For Luke Moorhead holding down the fort back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Have a good night, everybody.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and the brokerage house with Jennifer Scanlon.